Macmillan Audio presents Eve and Adam by Michael Grant and Catherine Applegate. Read by Jenna Lamia and Holter Graham.
Chapter 1. Eve. I'm thinking of an apple when the streetcar hits, and my leg severs, and my ribs crumble, and my arm is no longer an arm, but something unrecognizable, wet and red. An apple. It was in a vendor's stall at the farmer's market off Powell. I'd noticed it because it was so weirdly out of place. A defiant crimson Macintosh in an army of dull green Granny Smiths. When you die, and I realize this as I hurtle through the air like a wounded bird, you should be thinking about love. If not love, at the very least you should be counting up your sins or wondering why you didn't cross at the light. But you should not be thinking about an apple. I register the brakes screeching and the horrified cries before I hit the pavement. I listen as my bones splinter and shatter. It's not an unpleasant sound, more delicate than I would have imagined. It reminds me of the bamboo wind chimes on our patio. A thicket of legs encircles me. Between a bike messenger's ropey calves, I can just make out the 30% off today only sign at Lady Foot Locker. I should be thinking about love right now, not apples, and certainly not a new pair of Nikes.